So Mowgli and his three siblings are at my friend Catherine's house, being cared for, bottle fed, stimulated to go to the bath, to the toilet, and fed almost every 3 hours. It's very newborn kittens are very, very difficult to take care of. So it's they're a lot of work. And they're also very, very vulnerable. One of the boys didn't survive. He actually passed despite Catherine's best efforts. But this happens sometimes because they're so vulnerable and susceptible to all sorts of things. Even if they have their mother, newborn kittens and very young kittens can pass for reasons unknown. But the other three thrived. We got them vaccinated, and during that time, I'd had the enclosure built at what is now the sanctuary. So once they were old enough, Mowgli and his surviving brother and sister came to live with me. And at that time, I was working with another rescue organization, and they were helping me get this massive amount of kittens I had. At one stage, I had 28 kittens, and all 28 kittens came here to the new sanctuary and were living in the new building, which I call the Taj Mahal. So amongst them, Mowgli, his brother Baloo, and his sister were living with all the kittens. Anyway, through this organization's adoption program, the black female was adopted. So that was quite lucky because black cats are not popular in Thailand. The people consider that black cats are unlucky. This is also similar to some other cultures. Getting black cats adopted is quite unusual. But anyway, the sister got a home, and so Mowgli and his brother Baloo, you know, the name from the characters from the Jungle Book, then stayed with me. They've been here. They are still here. They're been with me for around 4.5 years now, I guess. They first came to me in November 2020, when I found them crawling on the floor as neonatal kittens, being dumped at the local Buddhist temple.